Amos chapter 7. This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me. Look, he formed locusts just as the latter planting was beginning to sprout. This was the latter growth after the king's harvest. When they had finished eating the grass of the land, I said, O Sovereign Lord, forgive, I beg you. How can Jacob survive, for he is so small? The Lord changed his mind about doing this. It will not be, says the Lord. So the Sovereign Lord showed me. Look, the Sovereign Lord called for a punishment by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and was devouring the land. Then I said, O Sovereign Lord, stop, I beg you, for how can Jacob survive, for he is so small? The Lord changed his mind about doing this. This also will not be, says the Sovereign Lord. So he showed me, look, the Lord stood beside a wall built straight by a plumb line. He, too, was using a plumb line in his hand. The Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? I replied, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, look, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will no longer spare them. The high places of Isaac will be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be laid waste. I will rise up against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land cannot tolerate all his words. For Amos is saying, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely be led away into exile out of his land. Amaziah also told Amos, O seer, go, flee to the land of Judah, earn your bread and prophesy there. Do not prophesy any more at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a royal house. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I am not a professional prophet, nor was I trained as a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman who took care of sycamore trees. The Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore, hear the word of the Lord. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Your wife will be a harlot in the city. Your sons and your daughters will fall by the sword, and your land will be split up by a measuring line. You yourself will die in an unclean land, and Israel will surely be led away into exile out of its land. Amos chapter 7.